You are now listening to the Geeky Natural Mom podcast. Hello, my name is Yasmin Nicole, and welcome to the Fortress. If you are new, welcome. I hope you enjoy the episode. And if you're not subscribed to wherever you're listening to me from, please do, if you definitely like what you hear. Also, if you really love what you hear, please support the show. There's a click in the show notes to see how you can support and help us stop. Always start the show off by showing gratitude. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the love and support. Today's episode is going to be like a Saturday edition of the Monday Moment. And if you're new, Monday Moments is basically where I try to bring positivity and motivation for the week to kind of set it off right. But since we're in February and, you know, the New Year's was Tuesday, I wasn't able to do so. So this is going to be the Saturday version, which I'm going to call Soul Saturday. And I wanted to talk about protecting your energy. And before I start, my children are like running around, so you'll probably hear them in the background, and I cannot apologize for that. I can probably try to keep it at a minimum, but they are my kids and this is mom life, so I will do my best. Protecting your energy. What does that mean? I think it can mean a lot of things, but it's so much negativity, is so much of, I like to say, like different types of like auras that are around that can kind of mess with their energy. So we need to protect it so we're able to not have that negative energy, that negative aura, like around us. So we all pretty much are beings of energy. People have this energy, and sometimes, like I said, the energy can be positive or it can have like a sort of like dark or intentional type of energy, if that makes sense, and that energy rubs off on you. I think energy is everywhere. It's in, you know, the people we meet. It's the shows that we watch. It's how much social media we consume. So with our energy, I think that we, you know, as ourselves, we need to learn how to, you know, refocus on our energy. I spoke about that in that episode, refocusing our energy. Healing energies to heal whatever issues or traumas that we have, because sometimes we need to protect our energies and protect, you know, our peace as well, you know, when it comes to trauma and, you know, traumatic things that we went through. And I will do an episode on that in Podiary. It's going to be a part of the self series, so stay tuned for that. I will go further into detail about trauma and stuff like that. And also with that, things trigger, like the triggers that, you know, easily get us in the frantic, that causes our energy to be negative as well. So I'm a firm believer that the energy you give, and I say that all the time, the energy you give is the energy you get back. And I always say that it's always a cycle. So you always have to be careful, the energy that you give. So basically, if you show give negative energy, you're going to get negative energy back. I don't think people understand the control we have over our emotions, our energy, our chakras, our mindset. Like, I don't think people understand that we really have control over that. And, you know, we are programmed to not, you know, have that mindset to, you know, really think about the things, and not even, you know, being designed not to, also the people that we are around, especially in relationships, family members, it also, that plays a factor into how, you know, things pan out and how your energy is. So if you're in a toxic relationship or you're in a toxic situation, you're not gonna, you know, have, you know, it's not, the energy is not gonna be positive. So it's easier to, you know, have that negative energy if you're around it all the time. And especially if you're suffering from depression, it's really hard to kind of keep your energy in check, because like you're consistently trying to fight the depression, or you're dealing with certain issues as far as trying to, you know, work on your mental health and things like that. So it's hard trying to protect your energy and really trying to see where you can take it, how can you change it, how can you refocus it, how can you, you know, really work on your inner self. Because the energy comes from your inner self. And when you work on your inner self, or when you're trying to, you know, rebuild your inner self, you know, energy plays a factor on that, because it affects your inner self. It affects your emotions, you know, how your day is going to go. So when we cleanse like the inner, our inner selves, and, you know, what triggers us, what our traumas are, if we like heal that part first, then it's easier to protect your energy. And when we do that, like, our minds will be so clear, we won't be in that dark space that we're in, or we feel, or we can get out of that toxic situation, or we can get out of, you know, whatever trial that we're going through. Because these trials are only for a moment. And, we drag it out so much, because sometimes the moment can be long. And you feel like you learned your lesson, but, you know, the universe and God feels like you're not really learning that lesson. Because when we go through these trials and we're trying to learn while we're going through this trial, how can we grow from it and things like that, we think about the emotional part of it and not really seeing the bigger perspective on how this can help me grow as a person. So, and I'm not saying like be heartless or don't have any emotion, because we're human. We're clearly going to have emotion about the trials that we're going through and the struggles that we're going through. You know, clearly that's going to happen. So I think that we shouldn't let it linger, because we're guilty of letting our emotions linger when we go with stuff and not pick ourselves up. So that's why it's important to be around positive energy, of course, positive people, positive images and things like that. Like when we're consistently, you know, not thinking about it, we're consistently, you know, keeping ourselves busy, we're having positive people around us that are, you know, uplifting us, and basically kind of, you got to trick your mind into thinking that, okay, you know, I'm dealing with this right now, but you know what, I'm not going to let this defeat me. So we kind of have to, you know, trick our minds into doing that, because it's easy to really think about how the situation is so bad and, you know, I'm not going to get out of it. Like, it's easier to do that than to really kind of refocus that energy on, okay, this is going to make me stronger, and whatever comes my way, I'm going to kill it. Or whatever, you know, I got out of that relationship and I'm going to be in a better relationship. And, you know, I might find my soulmate, or I am going to find my soulmate, or whatever, you know, the trial or tribulation would be. Like, we never think of the, and I'm not saying, you know, be a positive Patty all the time when it comes to these situations. And I always speak about that because, like, you know, when people try to, you know, talk to someone and they're going through something and they don't really want to hear the positive piece from it, they, you know, because, you know, they're thinking about the situation. So we can't, I'm not going to say we can't, but, you know, give that positive energy so they know that it's coming from a good place. Because if you're giving out the positive energy and it's coming from a bad place, then it's not, it's going to be a whole clusterfuck of you're wasting your time trying to do something and it's, you know, not on good intentions. It may be on good intentions, but it might not be, or it might not come across that way. So it's really, I don't know, it's kind of like difficult with things like that, or trying to give advice to someone, you know, at that time when they're going through their trial, because like they don't want to hear the positive part. And I spoke about that before in an episode. And I think we just got to be better communicators when we give that energy to each other. So if you're not giving that, then what's the purpose? So make sure the communication is positive so the positive energy can flow through. So we can protect our energy. I think that it's easy if we really want to do it. And we don't let, because it's easier to let a negative thought from someone, or just a negative thought in general, to kind of plague in our mind, and it's just there. Like the stuff that we're supposed to learn and the stuff that is so easy that, you know, can be easy to do, we don't do it because we always look for the easy way out. Like, it's easy to be pissed off about something and not really be optimistic about the situation. Like, we've lost that optimism, you know, to say, hey, life is shit right now, but it's gonna be okay. You know, and we also forget that we've been through worser things. And I feel like worser is not a word, but worse, we've been through worse things than, you know, this small trial that we're going through now. So we need to protect our energy when we go through trials, because it's easier. The healing process is easier when we're healing from the situation, and we have to heal properly. When we're going through the traumas and when we're going through situations, like, we're not healing from them properly. So when we learn, 1 second. You want to say something, Thomas? Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here you go.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm back. Sorry about that. So healing from those trials and those tribulations, and healing from those really traumatic experiences, it all plays a role with protecting your energy and protecting your sanity, protecting yourself. Easier said than done, I know, but if we really try and if we really focus on that, we really refocus. Okay, we're going to have three R's. Reflect, refocus. No, let's do reflect, regroup, refocus, renew. So if we do those R's, I think protecting our energy would be so much better and we're able to take things head on, and we're able to go through whatever life throws at us at that week, we can accomplish it. And we can just, you know, do what we need. We can deal with it. So that's my Soul Saturday. I am sorry for like that brief pause. I will try to edit out as much as I can. But again, mom life. But I hope you love this Soul Saturday. I hope you enjoyed it. Hit me up on social media. I always leave my social media in the show notes. And I'll see you next time. Peace and love. You want to say bye, Thomas? He doesn't want to say bye. Bye, guys.